tell me about the Allegheny a little bit, though. You know, I fish the upper Allegheny. Are you down in, you know, the infamous lock and dam number 5 or number 6, where all these big muskies are? There's supposed to be a stretch in the Allegheny that is just blistering for muskies.
Right. I'm down actually around lock number 5, down around the Pittsburgh-Harmerville area. Down a little further south from me is where they seem to be getting the bigger muskie, and like I said, I don't really get a chance to get down that far, but I was just on the Allegheny up by Harmerville here 2 weeks ago, had my boat out there. We hooked into some smallmouth bass there. Again, you got to watch the river. It can get very deep to very shallow in a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are marked, some of the areas are marked, and some aren't, so just got to be careful, you know, what's your fish finder, and go slowly till you get familiar with the area.
Well, are they, you know, in the eastern part of the state, the Delaware, the Susquehanna, the Juniata, you know, and some of these other rivers, they're notorious for eating propellers. You know, they're just notorious. Nothing's marked, and I have lost propellers in lower units in the Susquehanna and the Delaware River. You know, very expensive experience.
Yes.
Very scary, you know, going 30 miles an hour and hitting a rock as big as a Volkswagen. It really can take your breath away.
Right.
But how's the Allegheny? If a guy comes out, does he have to come out with a jet drive and a flat bottom boat? Is that what he has to do?
No. Basically, the dock areas, the few that I put in, they're fine. It's deep enough there. It's just you'll be fine for a while, and then it shallows out. And when I say it shallows out, it's like rocky bottom, but most of the time you'll get away with it because it's more like gravel than huge rocks. You know?
Okay.
So if it's too late and you hit it, you can always back it out or slow it down. I've had some chunks taken out of my propeller, but I haven't lost the lower unit down there yet. I did up Canada one year.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically it. And then
okay.
then you'll get the big drop, and then that's what happens. You got the drop, you're going along pretty good, and all of a sudden, boom, you know. So you got to keep your eye on the fish finder. And
right. Well, those are the areas to fish, though. When you have riffles or fast water or shallow water, a lot of guys don't understand. You want big fish, you have to be near deep water.
Yes, you do.
You just have to be near deep water. Fish are not going to cross huge expanses of shallow water to get someplace. That is a rarity.
Right.
I think of fish as a game animal, like a deer. Deer are not far from deep woods.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because in a moment, they want to get away, and deep water is their sanctuary.
Right.
You know, all the best.
Like with the deer, if you're, I like to hunt the edge of the woods myself because they'll come out for a little bit and they get scared, they go back in. So it's kind of like fishing, you kind of hunt and fish the edges, you know.
Right. Right. Well, all the greatest fish I ever caught, Wayne, have been, you know, in stone's throw distance from deep water. You know, I never really caught a fish like a big fish at the back end of a bay where deep water was 50 or 75 or 100 yards away. All the big fish I ever caught are all within, you know, within 20 yards of deep water.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the a good pattern to keep in mind for fishing. Always look for the deep water. They might, you know, later in the evening, they might come in shallow to feed and then go back to the deep water, but they're always generally in around that area. You just
right.
got to be there at the time that they're there and they're active.